Thank you, everyone, and I'd like to thank the young people who organized this rally today. It seems it's been a while since we got together to express our solidarity with the people of Palestine, so it's really fitting that we're doing so today on Al-Quds Day. Now, you'll have to forgive me because... Is this too loud? Okay. I thought I was going to be about the third speaker and that a lot of things would be covered, but since everyone knows so much about the history of Palestine and the struggle of the Palestinian people, I want to focus a little bit on the role of the Canadian government and the whole question of international law and the use of the United Nations. Israel, as you know, was the creation of a handful of great powers following the Second World War. The great powers, as they were called, used their permanent seats on the Security Council of the new United Nations to distort and ignore customary international law. They used the Security Council to declare legal ethnic cleansing, the displacement of the Palestinian population through terror, the apartheid regime, and occupation. This was the use of the new United Nations against its own principles, the principles which came out of the Second World War and the spirit of the people never again, which made aggression the supreme international crime and upheld the rights of all nations, big or small, to their independence and self-determination. And to this day, imperialism carries on, neither permitting a just solution for the Palestinian people nor desisting from its use of war and aggression to secure its global hegemony. But the Palestinian people have never accepted this as a fait accompli, and today we stand with them in demanding a free Palestine. We stand against occupation. Is this not consistent with international law? We stand against apartheid and for human rights, the rights which belong to all people by virtue of being human, and for the right of everyone to exercise these rights. The Palestinian people have a right to a homeland. Does not every refugee have a right to return to their homeland? Why would it be any different for the Palestinian people? A solution can be found once and only when the rights of the Palestinian people are recognized and upheld. So today, let us reaffirm our stand that all people, including the people of Palestine, have the right to self-determination, to their homeland, to self-determination. That we stand opposed to every occupation, to every act of aggression, to every act of intervention and war, to every attempt by Anglo-American imperialism, by Zionism and the old colonial powers to maintain their hegemony and threaten, bully, sanction, and punish all who oppose their dictate. Now, how does the Harper government, or shall we call it the Harper dictatorship, which claims it stands for freedom, democracy, and rights, view an event like our peaceful rally today? This is what the Harper government calls dangerous extremism. Hate speech, they say. So I ask you, who is the extremist and who stands for democracy? According to the Harper dictatorship, it is defending freedom, democracy, and rights. In the name of doing so, it supports Israeli war crimes, calling them self-defense. It attacked Afghanistan, invaded Libya, supported torture, upholds the use of security certificates to hold people for years without trial, having the right to face their accusers or even know the so-called evidence against them. Something you could say that they took a page from the Book of Israel, isn't it? It attacks peaceful demonstrators, and it is actively trying, together with U.S. imperialism, to put together another coalition of the willing to invade Syria and install a regime to its liking should the Syrian government be overthrown. I want to bring to your attention the fact that legislation was introduced in June which would enable the government to deny temporary resident status for up to 3 years on the basis of what they call public policy considerations. Now, what a public policy consideration is not defined in the legislation. So in other words, it's anything the Harper Cabell wants it to be. But the example given to illustrate the point is that the minister could use this authority in the case of a foreign national who promotes violence against a religious group. As you all know, using the big lie that support for the struggle of the Palestinian people is anti-Semitism and or is promoting violence against Israel and Judaism, the law could be used, and will no doubt be used, against anyone who takes a just stand in support of the Palestinian people, unless we hold them to account and do not permit such a thing to happen. So I'm explaining these things because it shows the need for us to be very, very active. Then you have another private members bill which the Harper government supports. Now you may have been paying attention to Quebec, where the students have been demonstrating and, you know, night after night after night. And if so, you'll know that these demonstrations are sometimes and often simply declared unlawful without people even knowing that it to be so. So this private members bill says that if you cover your face, so if you put a scarf on your face to stop the tear gas from getting into your nostrils and into your mouth and breathing it in, then you can be found guilty. And the penalties are high enough and extreme enough that you will now fall into the category of people that the minute you get out of jail, you can be deported. So I was having, you know, supper with people who were breaking fast the other night. And, you know, people were saying, well, I came when I was 6 months old. I came when I was a year old and so on, right, to Canada. So the Harper government considers that these are what they call foreign criminals. So we really have to be vigilant and pay attention to what is being prepared here. So all of this is to try and put a big chill on people's right to express themselves. And this is Harper's notion of Canadian values. You're with me or you're an enemy of Canada and you don't deserve any rights. Stand up for the Palestinian people, stand up for what is right and what is just, and you're called an extremist. So we reject this, and the Canadian people reject it. And in fact, I don't think that the support for Palestine and the awareness of Palestine and the growing movement of people in Canada in support of Palestine has ever been greater, has ever been stronger. So far from doing what the Harper government thinks it's going to do, it's going to give rise to more opposition, to more fight, to more struggle for what is just. Of course, this is not a project to bring democracy. An establishment of the State of Israel was a colonial project from the start, one to which successive Canadian governments have provided full support. So just for a minute, I want to go back in time and think about when the idea of a Jewish homeland was first promoted by the British colonialists. And that was 1917, at a time when the Turkish Ottoman Empire was collapsing and the French and the British and others wanted to, you know, were contending with each other to divide up the Middle East and to grab it for themselves. And so that was the beginning, and then after the Second World War, the establishment of Israel was part of that colonial project. And in the course of that, from 1917 on, especially, they established the nation states in the Middle East without any consideration for the needs of the people, the aspirations of the people, the kind of governments that the people wanted and that would serve them. And today, when everything is falling apart, we have to be very, very vigilant that once again Anglo-American imperialism wants to now re-establish those nation states that will serve them. And so the question of Palestine is very, very much tied up with the question of the project of Anglo-American imperialism to once again divide up the Middle East, to install the regimes which are favorable to them, and to attack anyone who doesn't submit to their dictate. It's a project which will not succeed. It's a project which will fail, but it requires us to be active. It requires us to work in Canada for the formation of an anti-war government, and in this way contribute to the struggle of the Palestinian people and the people the world over for a just peace, a peace which recognizes rights, which recognizes the right to nationhood, the right to your land, the right to live without occupation, without fear, without war, without your children being slaughtered by the Zionists or anyone else. So we need to fight for that kind of a government, which will be a factor for peace in the world, which will stand for the principles on which the UN was founded and today are being thrown into the mud, which will defend rights, self-determination, and oppose war and aggression, and stand for peaceful resolution of conflict. Today, more than ever, is the time to actively take up this project, and this will be a real contribution to the struggle of people everywhere against oppression for their rights. Long live Palestine!
Viva Palestina!